Gentlemen, he is a six-time world champion boxer who attended Walker Jones Elementary in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Sugar Ray Leonard! Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff.
What kind of student were you in elementary school?
I was nice.
You were not, you know what? I read on your card, it was like you were this quiet kid, never got in a single fight.
I was non-confrontational. I was a wallflower. I was just a quiet guy. I was very introverted.
How'd you get into boxing?
My older brother, Roger, introduced me to boxing, and it became something that I truly loved doing. I was 14 years old when I first became a boxer, and I've continued it for the rest of, well,
did,
my
did
life.
You win your first fight?
I won all my fights.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I want you to win this fight tonight. I know that you're here playing for charity. Tell everybody what charity you're playing for.
JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. Yes. Something ironic about a guy with the name Sugar playing for the Diabetes Foundation there. I love it. Let me tell you how it works in this classroom. On the board, you're going to see 10 subjects, first grade through the fifth grade. You get through all of these, we're going to give you one more question. The last question will be worth $1 million for charity.
They can use that.
Wonderful. I know it's been a couple of years since you were in the fifth grade, so we got a little help for you. These 10-year-olds are going to be taking the same test you're taking. We're going to let you cheat off of them. That's the good news. Let me introduce them. There's Jonathan. Sugar Ray, pick one of them. Let's get started.
I will pick Jenna.
Jenna, come on up here. Six-time world champion boxer.
How many championship belts do you have?
Six.
If you have six, can I have one?
Let's talk. Call me.
Okay.
All right. 10 subjects, Ray. First grade through the fifth grade.
I want to be a little conservative. Second grade grammar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out, is six-time world champion Sugar Ray Leonard smarter than a fifth grader? All right, second grade grammar. It is worth $1,000 for charity. Ray, here's the question. What word is the verb in the question, are you smarter than a fifth grader? What word is the verb in the question, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Jenna has locked in her answer.
A verb, action. So that would have to be smarter is the verb. I'm going to lock that in.
What word is the verb in the question? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Let's take a look at what your classmates over here said. You said smarter. Let's see what they said. Two smarters, two R's. We have a split decision in the classroom. And in this sentence, are you smarter than a fifth grader? The verb is R. R is a form of the verb to be.
I just knew.
Smarter, in this case, is an adjective. But it doesn't really matter what I know. It matters what this fifth grader knows. Ray, if she did not say R, you got a first round knockout.
Never happened before.
Well, you know, we got Bill Goldberg waiting in the wings, and at this rate, he's gonna be out of here faster than a 10 count. Ray, if Jenna said R, you got $1,000, and we keep rolling down this road. There it is, $1,000. Good job, Jenna. Yeah. Yeah. For the rest of your life, you can say, I saved Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yes, she did.
How cool.
Yes, she did.
You got $1,000 for charity, Ray. Let's double it right now with another question.
First grade social studies.
First grade social studies. I like the way you think. All right. It's worth $2,000. Here's the first grade social studies question. The U.S. federal holiday of New Year's Day is observed in what month? The U.S. federal holiday of New Year's Day is observed in what month? Jenna has locked in her answer. A lot of people are knocked out on New Year's Day, but for a totally different reason than boxing, Ray.
Oh, yes, I got this. January. Lock it in.
A lot less drama this time. You are absolutely right. You got $2,000. That first one scared me. Ray, we have 8 subjects remaining before the million-dollar question. You've got 4 classmates left to choose from. It's time to pick another one.
Bryce.
Bryce, come on up here. All right, we have $2,000. We're about to play for $5,000. But before we get there, I know you have some people in the audience rooting for you. Introduce them to everybody.
My beautiful daughter, Camille.
Hey, Camille.
Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. Camille, does this make you nervous, Dad taking the fifth grader test?
Yes.
Yes? Now, what grade are you in?
6.
So she's already smarter than you and I, either one,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Do you help them with their homework?
I can't.
You can't?
I cannot.
You and me, neither one of us. All right, we have 8 subjects. Bryce, if you had to help Mr. Leonard with a couple, what would you say?
Science or music.
First grade life science. First grade life science.
All right. The first grade life science question, worth $5,000, is coming up when we come back. And in the classroom tonight, we have none other than 6-time world champion boxer, Sugar Ray Leonard. We got a little something for you, a little surprise. Ray, take a look at the board.
Good evening, Ray Charles Leonard. This is Mrs. Barbara C. Mims, your first grade teacher at Walker Jones Elementary School in Washington, D.C. When you were in my class, you were a quiet, gentle boy. I never thought you would become a professional boxer. I'm very proud of you and all your accomplishments. You always have a special place in my heart.
How about that?
Wow. I love her.
Yeah, how about that? You know what? I think it's cool. This guy has been punched in the face 1,000 times, never seen him tear up. We have his first grade teacher on there, and we got you.
Yes.
All right. Let's make Miss Mims proud, all right? You need a minute? You want to pull a stool out in the corner and rub a little Vaseline on and all that good stuff?
I'm okay.
All right, here we go. First grade life science, Ray. It's worth $5,000. Listen carefully. True or false? Some species of berries are poisonous for humans to eat. True or false? Some species of berries are poisonous for humans to eat.
True or false? Some species of berries are poisonous for humans to eat. It has to be true. I'm gonna lock in. True.
True. All right. We've got to get some money for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. The answer is true. You got $5,000. $5,000. Let's turn that into $10,000, Ray. There's seven subjects up there.
Second grade music.
Second grade music. All right. I'm thinking you like music, right?
My name is Ray Charles.
is that really
your name? Ray Charles.
Oh, well, Ray Charles can't miss a second grade music question.
No way.
All right. Here we go. It's worth $10,000. Here it is. How many strings are there on a standard cello? 4, 5, or 6? How many strings are on a standard cello? 4, 5, or 6?
How many strings are on a standard cello? 4, 5, or 6? I think it's 4.
Boom,
boom, 1, 2, big string. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4. Jeff, I'm gonna lock in 4.
Boom, 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 boom. How many strings are on a standard cello? There are 4. You got $10,000. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's it.
We're doing well, Ray.
We're doing great. Yes, yes.
We got $10,000 for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. All right, Ray, time to pick another student to help you. Olivia, come on up here. This is a neat fifth grade classroom, isn't it? Sugar Ray Leonard is in our class.
Awesome.
Isn't that cool? Which subjects do you like?
Third grade is astronomy and cultural studies.
It's up to you, Ray.
Third grade astronomy.
Third grade astronomy, all right. The third grade astronomy question is, NASA space shuttles launched from Cape Canaveral in what U.S. state? Florida, California, or Texas? NASA space shuttles launched from Cape Canaveral in what U.S. state? Florida, California, or Texas? Don't hit the buzzer too quickly.
I won't. I will not.
Olivia has locked in her answer. What are you thinking, Ray?
A, Florida. Lock it in.
Remember the expression, Houston, we have a problem. What state's Houston in?
Texas.
Good thing that's not the right answer. The answer's Florida. You got $25,000. This is awesome. You are leaving here tonight with no less than $25,000. We have third grade math, we have fourth grade U.S. geography and cultural studies, fifth grade world history and literature. Which one would you like?
Third grade math.
Third grade math, okay. All right. All right. It's worth $50,000. Ray, here's the question. It's a long one. Jen is in a toy store that has three shelves of dolls. There are 8 dolls on the first shelf, 15 dolls on the second shelf, and 11 dolls on the last shelf. If Jenna buys 2 dolls, what is the total number of dolls left on the shelves? Let me read it again. Jenna's in a toy store that has 3 shelves of dolls. There are 8 dolls on the first shelf, 15 dolls on the second shelf, 11 dolls on the last shelf. If Jenna buys 2 dolls, what is the total number of dolls left on the shelves? Olivia has locked in her answer.
8, 8, 11, that's 19. Plus 15 is 34, and minus 2, 32.
You want to lock that in?
Yeah, 32. I was bad in math, but not that bad. 32. I'm going to lock that in.
Ray, every kid in the class has the right answer. For $50,000, my fifth grader said, 32, you got it! Good job. Good job. We have $50,000 for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. We have 2 fifth graders yet to choose from. Pick another one. Jonathan, come on up here. All right, it's your call, Ray.
4th grade geography.
4th grade U.S. geography, all right. I don't want to see you give money back. Don't hit this button too quickly. The 4th grade U.S. geography question, worth $100,000, is going to be revealed when we come back. Of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And we have none other than Sugar Ray Leonard in the classroom tonight. All right, we need to knock out the $100,000 question. You selected 4th grade U.S. geography. Listen carefully, here it is. Dormant volcano Mount Hood is located in what U.S. state? Dormant volcano Mount Hood is located in what U.S. state? Jonathan has locked in his answer.
Dormant, which means it's not active, right? Volcano, Mount Hood is located in what U.S. state?
Now let's talk about where we're at. You could walk out of here right now with $50,000 for charity. Peek at Jonathan's paper, but if you peek, you must answer. You can no longer drop out of school. You could copy, but that means you have to take the answer he's written down. Do you have any possibilities in mind?
I have none.
All right, but don't forget, Bill Goldberg is backstage waiting to prove that wrestlers are smarter than boxers.
As a fighter, I would take that shot, a chance. But as a major supporter and spokesperson for Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, I just can't. They can use $50,000. I gotta drop out of school. Okay?
Did you have any kind of guess?
Didn't have a clue.
Let's ask your daughter.
Camille?
Do you know?
I think it's Oregon.
No, That's not
She's good. Right.
No
That's
way.
Right. It is Morgan. Nice job. All right, let's see what would have happened if you had copied Jonathan's paper. Jonathan said, Montana, you did the right thing. Congratulations. Very cool. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is $50,000 richer. Way to go, Ray. Well played. One piece of business. We love having guests in our classroom. But like so many people before you, look at them. There's the camera. Let's hear the six-time world champ say the words.
I'm Sugar Ray Leonard, world boxing champion, but I am not smarter than a fifth grader.